welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Judith. And the word of the Lord says, it is a good thing to give thanks unto the Lord and to sing praises unto thy name, O Most High, to show forth thy loving kindness every morning and thy faithfulness every night. Praise God. And Lord, we just want to do that in the midst of all that's going on in our lives. Lord, the blessings and their challenges. Lord, you've seen the various things that have filled our day. And Lord, we just thank you that you are a God that's in control. No matter what the news reports say, regardless of how dark the hour is growing, you are in control of all things. You have the whole world in your hands. You know exactly what is going to occur. You have a timetable. Nothing takes you by surprise in terms of the nations of the world or our individual lives. Lord, you are God, and we worship and we praise you, and we thank you for this time together. Lord, I ask you to just bless and minister to every listener. Lord, if there's someone new listening, I pray, Lord, you just touch their hearts, and you would just enlarge their hearts to receive from your hand through these few moments that we share together every day at the same time. Lord, thank you. Now bless the word of the Lord as it would go forth in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise God. Well, it is a blessing to be with you, and I've so been privileged and been so blessed to be able to share this particular teaching with you on how we should develop our relationship with the Holy Spirit. In other words, our relationship with the Holy Spirit is one of the most precious, most wonderful things that we possess as a Christian, and He has many roles to play in our lives as we allow Him. He's very much a gentleman, and He won't intrude Himself. In fact, as I shared, you know, if you think of yourself as being sensitive, it's not even anywhere near the sensitivity of the Holy Spirit. And so we were sharing, my original text was found in Ephesians, the 4th chapter, verse 30, "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby ye are sealed unto the day of redemption." The Living Bible says, "Don't cause the Holy Spirit sorrow by the way you live." The Amplified says, "Don't offend, vex, or sadden Him." And as I spent time in the Word, I found there were six general areas that, according to Scripture, that we could grieve Him, and that is by vain or unholy talk, by our tongue, by ignoring His presence, by rejecting His teaching or His leading, if we are rebellious or disobedient. And also, on yesterday's broadcast, we were looking at the fourth way, and that is by conniving, and that's a word, as I said, we don't use very often, but it means, it basically is hypocrisy. It's implied assent, tacit consent or encouragement, secret approval, voluntary blindness to an act of wrongdoing, voluntary oversight, toleration, pretended ignorance. And when we do these kinds of things regarding sin, regarding carnality and worldliness in our lives, we're actually grieving Him. And as I closed the broadcast yesterday, I shared an example from 1 Samuel, the 3rd chapter, verse 13, where the Lord spoke strongly through the young prophet Samuel that the whole house of Eli, he was the high priest in Israel at that time, he was fulfilling the high priestly functions, and it doesn't say there was sin directly in his life, but God was rejecting him because he was aware of the evil that his sons did, and he did not restrain them. And so God judged them, and in fact, we know the Ark of God was taken when Phinehas' wife gave birth to a male child. She named him Ichabod, for she said, the glory is departed from Israel, for the ark of God is taken. And we know the Philistines did take, they took the ark of God in battle. Of course, it did return eventually after God smote the Philistines. But nonetheless, this was a specific example of Eli was conniving against the Holy Spirit, against the things of God, by just allowing his sons, saying, well, you know, boys will be boys. For whatever reason, he did not restrain them. And beloved, there's a danger in our lives, as well as in the church today, that if we don't take a stand for righteousness, woe to those who forget their high priestly duties to the Lord, who disdain the holiness of our God, who allow worldly influence to come in and rob the people of God of the presence of God. Beloved, the Spirit of glory and of Christ resteth on you. That's what 1 Peter 4:14 says, if you be reproached for the name of Christ, happy are ye, for the Spirit of glory and of God resteth on you. So if we're going to be walking in righteousness and holiness and the fear of the Lord, walking according to God's ways, the world's not going to be happy, or carnal Christians may not be happy. But beloved, this is the high calling that God has given to us. So we don't want to grieve the Holy Spirit in that way. In fact, David, I'm thinking of, I don't know where it is in the Psalms, he said, I hate them with perfect hatred. That's what he said regarding the enemies of the Lord. And, you know, we should hate the things that the Lord hates. We don't hate people. God doesn't hate people, but he hates sin. And so we need to be strong and have a firm conviction in our Christian walk and not just be milk toast and say, well, you know, we just need to be loving. Well, of course we need to be loving, but we need to take a stand for righteousness. All right, let's move on. This is taking much longer in time than I expected, but you know what? Let's let the Lord have his way, because this is important for you to hear. It's important for me to hear. I want this blazoned on my heart. Okay, what's a fifth way now that we can grieve the Holy Spirit? And this might surprise you, because it's very, you know, it's a characteristic in the world that is very, what, appreciated and lifted up and looked at in a encouraging way, and that's by serving the Lord in our own strength. Why? Now, I mean, you know, in our American mentality, the strong independence, we can do it on our own, we can make it happen. This is something that is, this kind of mentality, this kind of attitude is something that's commended by the world. We need to, you know, just gird ourselves up and make things happen. Well, if we do that, we need to just pause for a minute, lest you react, that the Holy Spirit has come that we might have power to witness for Christ. In Luke 24:49, these are the words of Jesus, behold, I send the promise of my Father on you, but tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until you be endued with power from on high. Paul said, and this is the modern language translation of Romans 15:17, in union with Christ Jesus, then, I take pride in my service for God, for I will not venture to speak of anything but what Christ has done through me to bring the Gentiles to the place of obedience by word and deed, by the power of signs and wonders, by the power of the Holy Spirit. Beloved, if we speak and labor in our own strength, it is a denial of the Holy Spirit's mission. And that has to bring a great grief to his heart, because he wants to be the one that empowers us. How sad it must be to the Holy Spirit to see the servants of Christ, whom he has come to empower, substituting fleshly energy as well as worldly policy for his subduing, quickening presence. You know, we'll think, do all kinds of things, you know, ways to improve church growth or church attendance, instead of relying on the Holy Spirit. Beloved, that is, it's really it's one way that we can grieve the Holy Spirit. Well, I've got a lot to share on this, but the Holy Spirit's just quickened something to me right now, and I want to obey Him. There's someone listening to me now, and you love the Lord, you've known the Lord, but you feel that you have committed the unpardonable sin. You've blasphemed the Holy Ghost. And beloved, I want to speak to you with great love and compassion. The enemy sometimes will bring against God's beloved saints that thought that I blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And that's a very frightening thing, because when Jesus spoke of that, He says there was no further repentance in this life or in the life to come. And beloved, let me just say, as long as you are still loving the Lord, and you might feel awful right now, you probably do, because you're under such condemnation, but the Holy Spirit, if you really had blasphemed the Holy Spirit, you wouldn't be worried about your walk with God. You could care less. But the very fact that you are grieved, you are concerned, you're fearful, have I done this? Beloved, that's the work of the enemy against you. And I want to pray with you right now. Father, you see this one that's been tormented with the thought that I've committed the unpardonable sin. I've blasphemed the Holy Spirit. Father, I rebuke that lie in the name of Jesus. I come against that spirit of condemnation. And Father, I ask for your love right now to just flood your servant. Flood them. Let them feel the quickening power of the Holy Spirit. Lord, just relieve them of those fears, those tormenting anxieties that they have blasphemed the Holy Spirit. And let your love just fill their heart and soul right now with the presence of God. I thank you for it. Praise God. Amen and amen. Well, I just thank you so much for joining me today. The time has just flown by, and we'll continue on tomorrow's broadcast. Again, at any point, if you've missed a broadcast, just go to the website, unveilchrist.org. And also, we have now upgraded the website. We're now modern technology friendly. So if you have your iPads or smartphones, you can now hear the broadcast or view the UCM site. It's formatted to your device. Praise God. It's been a joy to minister to you. The announcer will give our contact information. I look forward to hearing from you. I love you. And until tomorrow, this is Sister Glass saying, may God's best forever be yours, is my prayer.
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.
Oh, behold.